All right, Wendy, are we recording?
Yes, we are.
Okay, everybody, I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the July 1st, 2020 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. My name is Andy Kotkamp, and I've been appointed by the Chelan County Board of Commissioners to serve as a land use hearing examiner. My job is to render decisions on various applications that are authorized to come before me, which include conditional use permits and conditional use permit amendments. That's what we have on the agenda for today. I will consider any testimony and evidence presented at today's hearing, as well as all the written materials already on file, in order to make my decision. The hearing process has certain rules, but I still try to conduct these meetings in a relaxed and informal manner, though we still have a process that we're going to use. For each item, staff will present their report and make whatever recommendations they wish to make. Then the applicant or the applicant's representative is given an opportunity to present their testimony and evidence. The applicant does have the burden of proof to show compliance with all of the applicable laws and regulations. If somebody from the public joins the hearing, they'll be given an opportunity to present their testimony and evidence. And if there is any evidence and testimony against the project, I certainly will give the applicant an opportunity to submit whatever rebuttal testimony they wish to make. Now, when you're going to testify, I'm going to have you state your name and address. Then I'll have you raise your hand, and I'm going to put you under oath. I'd ask that you keep your testimony relevant to the application we're talking about and not to other issues beyond the scope of the proposal. And if you have anything in writing that you want to submit, we can make those arrangements. I have the option following this hearing to keep the record open if I think there's a need for additional written testimony to be submitted. But in any event, my written decision will be made within 10 working days after I close the public record. Let's see here. Just make sure you have all your cell phones turned off or anything that might make noise behind you so as not to disrupt the hearing. And except as provided by the Chelan County Code regarding requests for reconsideration and requests to reopen the hearing, my decision on this on each of these matters will be final and conclusive unless they are appealed. Appeals on these matters are heard by what's called a land use petition action. Those appeals must be filed within 21 days of the date of the issuance of my decision. And if the appeal isn't timely filed, the appeal would be barred. The bottom line is that if you're considering an appeal of any of my decisions, you should seek immediate legal advice. Now, I've reviewed each item on today's agenda. I don't have any interest in any of the properties or the proposals to be heard today, and I'll be able to fairly and objectively consider the item on today's agenda. And outside of receiving and reviewing the staff report for each item, along with all the attachments to the staff report, which included all of your application materials, all the agency comments, any public comments that have come through, there's been noticing documents and SEPA documents. Other than receiving and reviewing essentially the entire planning staff file, I've not had any communication regarding either of the items that are on today's agenda. So with those representations, if there is anybody here today who objects to my participation as a hearing examiner, you need to state so at this time. All right, hearing none, we're gonna turn to the first item on today's agenda. This is, as I indicated, this is a conditional use permit amendment application that's been requested by John Fragnito for the addition of two off-site agricultural worker housing duplexes on property that is located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. For the record, I will admit into the record at this time by this reference that staff report, all the attachments to the staff report, which included all of the application materials, all the agency comments, all the noticing documents that have gone out. I will admit all of those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference and turn this matter over to Ms. Morgan for the staff presentation.
Thank you so much. So as indicated, this is an amendment to an existing conditional use permit. That conditional use permit was CUP 2019-002, which permitted a duplex for ag worker housing off-site. So this is to construct two more duplexes, so in two additional phases. In no case would it be more than those two additional unless another amendment was done. Staff has reviewed all the application materials and agency comments and has reviewed it for compliance with the codes and therefore recommends approval as conditioned.
All right, thank you very much. I've reviewed all the file materials on this matter several times, so I'm familiar with the project. Is the applicant ready to proceed?
Yes.
All right, sir, can you state your name and address for the record?
John Fragnito, 223 San Remo Lane, Chelan, Washington.
All right, Mr. Fragnito, would you raise your right hand for me?
Sure.
Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury of the laws of the state of Washington that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you very much. Sir, Mr. Fragnito, you are the applicant and the property owner, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, what would you like to tell me about this project?
Well, I just think it's a project that needs to happen because of the lack of housing. I mean, some of the workers are staying in garages, and we happen to have some mini storage people try to get in there. There's just no affordable housing up here, so it's really hard to get workers for our orchard, and I think it would be a big help to the community.
And how many units do you have already?
There's two. There's one duplex, and then we want to build two more.
And these will be done in phases? You're going to build one and then the second one, does that sound right?
Yes, but I was hoping we wouldn't have to do this. I thought when we originally started, we were going to put in for like three or four buildings, and we just did one. And so that's why we're back here again. So I don't know, can we do for two more now and then not have to go through this hearing again for the two? Or?
Well, that's what this one is for two more duplexes. So that's all this permit. If it's approved, it'll be for two more duplexes. So you'd have a total of three on the site. And then if you wanted any more, then you'd have to come back and do the process again.
That's perfect. I was just wondering if we just built one more, if we'd have to come back for the second, but you're saying we don't have to do that.
Well, you don't, but there's a time limit on the phasing. Ms. Morgan, what's the time limit on the phasing?
3 years, but it can be extended if...
That's 3 years, I'm sure is fine.
Yeah,
if there's a need for an extension, then before the last second, you need to come in and talk to staff about getting an extension.
Okay, thank you.
All right. That's, of course, in the event this is approved. But I've reviewed everything. It looks exactly like the prior application. Is there anything else? Oh, Mr. Fragnito, have you looked at the proposed conditions of approval?
Yes.
Do you have any objection with any of those?
No, I don't.
All right, anything? Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
They're pretty much the same as the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else you'd like to add, sir?
No.
All right, thank you very much. I think the other two participants in this hearing are for the second item on the agenda, but did Ms. Kruger or Ms. Withrow, did you want to say anything about this application? No? Okay, so is there anything further from staff?
No, nothing further. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Fragnito, what I'm going to do is I'm going to close the public record portion of this hearing, and I will have a written decision then made in the next 10 working days. Friday's a holiday, so it won't come out until next week for sure.
So was it approved, or you have to wait?
You got to wait for my written decision.
You're killing me, man. You're killing me.
I know. Don't worry. You'll I just don't like to make decisions that are not because I don't know what conditions I'm going to have and all that stuff. I don't want there to be any misunderstanding.
Okay, I appreciate that. I'm just all giving right. you. All right, thank you very much.
All right, thank you for your time today. Right. We're going to turn to the second item on today's agenda. This is a conditional use permit application. Now, this item is. No, that's not the right agenda. This is given application number CUP 20-005. This is an application submitted by Deb Kruger and Lori Withrow for a dog boarding and daycare facility located on property located in Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. For the record, at this time and by this reference, I will admit into the record that staff report. All the attachments to the staff report, which included all of the application materials, all the noticing documents, all comments that have come through. There our site plans that have been provided. I'm going to admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference. And again, turn this matter over to Ms. Morgan for the staff presentation.
Thank you. The applicant is proposing a dog boarding and daycare facility with a fenced outdoor rent area. The application proposes to convert an existing shop structure into the boarding facility with 13 indoor sleeping stalls and a small office slash reception area. During review, the fenced outdoor dog run has been determined to be located within the 200 feet riparian buffer for high intensity uses associated with the F-type stream on site. Staff has been coordinating with Department of Fish and Wildlife and the applicant on this requirement. There is a possibility that the classification of the F-type stream may be downgraded by Department of Natural Resources. Therefore, staff is recommending as a condition of approval that the fenced dog run area may be permitted if the stream is reclassified and the fenced area can be located outside of the riparian buffer. If it is later determined that the fenced dog run area is proposed cannot be located outside of the riparian area, then the alternative area outside the buffer may be permitted. So this is just to allow flexibility to still have that outdoor run so long as it's not within the riparian buffer. Staff has reviewed this and for compliance with all applicable county codes and therefore recommends approval as conditioned.
All right. I am going to be brutally honest here, and I want to say this before the applicants have a chance to testify. So I have a different reading of the statutory or the provision that then staff does of 1193.130 animal boarding facilities, because it does say that all kennels shall not be located less than 100 feet from any property line. Now, I understand that staff's interpretation of this is that it only applies to boarding facilities related to livestock and the livestock densities. But I've looked at the definition of kennels, and kennels are talking about means a lot or building in which four or more dogs, cats, or animals are kept commercially for board. So the way I'm reading this, and you can try to tell me if I'm wrong and convince me that I'm wrong, I'm happy to hear that, but I think it's all kennels, comma, or, and then the rest of that, or any other animal boarding facilities related to livestock. So I want you to know, I looked over this for quite some time, so I want to be very clear at the beginning of this. I'm not so much worried about what's going on with the streams as I am trying to figure out if there's a way around that kennels can't be closer than 100 feet from a property line. And so anyway, I'm stating that now. Is there anything staff would like to say in reaction to that?
I mean, I compared this to other applications that had been processed for this type of use, and it was similarly applied. I mean, again, I kind of call out through here that there really isn't surrounding neighbors. It's orchard, and the nearest property is way far south. So I don't know if that would provide any insight for you.
Well, I agree with all that. I unfortunately have not been given the discretion to ignore something that seems pretty clear in the county code that kennels shall be located not less than 100 feet from any property line. I appreciate staff's position on that. Is the applicant ready to proceed? Who would like to testify? We need to have you unmute or be unmuted. Could Ms. Kruger and Ms. Withrow be unmuted?
Yes. There we should go. Both be unmuted.
There you go. Okay, you are. Are you both going to testify today?
Sure.
All right, well, I'll have you each raise your right hand then. Do each of you swear or affirm or definitely perjure the testimony you give today will be the truth? Somebody's got a real back feed going.
Yes.
You're probably really close to each other, right?
Yeah. Yes.
One of you are going to have to turn off your computer and go sit with the other.
Okay, so mute.
Perfect. All right. That sounds a lot better. Okay, who would like to, well, first of all, would you each state your names? Can you hear me? Oh, now they froze.
They seem to be stuck.
Technology.
Yeah, having a little trouble with the audio.
Okay, there you are. Okay. Can you each state your full names for the record?
Deborah Lynn Kruger.
And?
Lori Jean Marie Withrow.
All right, would each of you raise your right hands for me? Do each of you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth? Frozen in time.
We're going to go with yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, and are each of you the co-owners of the property and applicants in this matter?
Yes.
All right, what would you like to tell me?
Well, we come from Seattle. I had a successful dog business over there, did boarding, daycare, had a great client base, then proceeded to move to Chelan. And my clients over there, my client base was like, wow, you should do the same thing over in Chelan. So I thought about it, moved over here, and here we are.
Okay.
We found a great piece of property in the Manson area that seems to be a right fit for what we want to do here. The existing client base vacation here, over here all the time. So we're hoping to provide a resolution for all of the parties within our client base and be able to move forward with our existing piece of property.
All right. Do you have any comment to the concern that I raised about the interpretation of 1193.130 as it relates to kennels versus livestock boarding facilities?
Yeah, we had kind of gone down the path of in being able to move forward with the existing structures on the property. There is no new construction as part of this proposal. So your interpretation, what we've heard in the past, we understand that that may be the direction that your decision goes. We're hoping that there's a combination consideration from staff as you move forward with your decision process.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I don't have an issue because there isn't anybody else around you. This is not close to a house, it's close to the road. But if I start ignoring provisions of the way I interpret them, then I'm just in big trouble. So I'll have to look at this. If there's a way that I feel like I can get around it, there is. But I don't think I think that the use of the term kennel is pretty specific. I mean, you don't have kennels for cattle. And you don't have kennels for horses. Those are for dogs and cats. And so, but then again, the 100-foot setback, the purpose of the 100-foot setback is probably not going to be diminished by, you know, having it in the existing shop structure. So,
right.
I'll just have to see if I can figure something out.
So staff had one point to kind of add to that. So I understand where you're coming from, but it also talks about for kennels.
Yeah, and it's a challenge when we talk about but a kennel.
Yeah. But I mean, further on in 1193.130, it talks about for kennels, indoor sleeping quarters. In a way, this is a constant indoor sleeping quarter because it's a structure. It's not open, exposed, chain-link kennel. I would think more that the outdoor run area would be the kennel in a way because it's outside fenced. It's not inside a soundproof building. But that's staff's interpretation.
Okay, that's an interesting interpretation. I appreciate that. If I were to agree with that interpretation, Ms. Kruger or Ms. Withrow, would you agree that there would be no outdoor kenneling of the animals and no dogs being left outside without supervision?
Correct. Client base will be supervised at all times, 24/7.
And you as the owners live on site as well?
Correct.
All right. Thank you very much. That's helpful. Is there anything else from the applicant?
No.
All right. Thank you. Oh, wait. If I do approve this, have you had a chance to look at the proposed conditions of approval?
Yes.
Do you have any objection with any of those?
No.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'd now turn this over to the public. I see that there's only one person from the public here, Ms. Waters. Did you wish to testify on this matter?
No, I'm just observing.
Okay. All right, thank you very much. Is there anything further from staff?
Nothing further, thank you.
All right. Ms. Kruger, Ms. Withrow, what I'm going to do is I'm going to close the public record at this time. I'll have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. As I told the previous applicant, it's not going to happen this week. I'm going to take some time, especially on this one, to make sure that I get it right, because whatever I do in this action, I'm going to have to do for the next 30 people that come along as well, and they're going to say, you know, well, you did this for them, so why can't you do it for me? So I need to make sure that I'm very clear with my code interpretation, just to let you know that. But I'll have a decision made within the next 10 working days. There are no other items on today's agenda, so I thank you for coming, and I'm going to adjourn this July 1st, 2020 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner, and everybody have a great day. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Now,
okay. Is there anything? I'm hoping that my interpretation kind of swayed him a bit. Because, again, I think you guys have a good proposal that it is primarily indoor dog quarters,
right.
Not
right.
Like exposed chain link kennels like a lot of other
right.
kennels.
Right.
So. Well, and Emily, you brought up the scenario that you've looked into it and that other projects previous to us have been approved.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So we appreciate your efforts.
Yes.
and hopefully Andrew will take all of that into consideration.
I hope so too. All right. Have a good weekend and a good holiday.
You too. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. So,
up here?
Yeah.
Please.
All right, Andy. Hopefully he listens to me because they're really nice people.